Face a painful past, a resilience lesson. Luminita Disoviec endured a harrowing childhood, marked by a shocking incident that shaped her resilience. At a young age, she falsely confessed to stealing sweets to shield her siblings. In an unimaginable response, her father subjected her to a cruel punishment, setting her toes on fire with gasoline-soaked paper. The physical pain lingered for months, a stark reminder of a traumatic moment. Soviec, however, shares this chilling experience not for sympathy, but to challenge the misconception that a troubled past dictates one's future. For years, skeptics doubted her ability to make a positive impact due to her traumatic upbringing. Yet, she proves that her ideas for helping others are effective, even in the face of adversity. Overcome a painful past. Raised in the shadows of an alcoholic and abusive father, Soviec lacked the basic elements of a nurturing childhood. Deprived of love and nourishment, she endured overcrowded, poorly maintained orphanages with neglectful supervisors. Facing ridicule as a teenager and plagued by a belief that self-worth stemmed from wealth, she struggled with confidence. Soviec's story, however, isn't one of despair. It's a testament to the human spirit's capacity to overcome a distressing past. She emphasizes that the past, while significant, should not dictate one's future happiness. Soviec identifies 15 things one must give up to achieve happiness, with the past being the foremost. Here are 15 things that a person should give up to achieve happiness, as identified by Soviec. 1. Give up the past. Soviec was terrified of her father and would frequently hide under a blanket, begging for supernatural protection. She received terrible treatment at school, and her family was not popular with their neighbors. Soviec internalized the negative words she heard, convinced that her flaws would lead to a life of misery. She used disparaging language to characterize herself. Her father died when she was 12, but her childhood memories and sadness remained with her. She let her past hold her as a captive. The turning moment occurs when you, like Soviec, decide you've had enough suffering. This is the time to start working for a more fulfilling and productive life. The trick is to let go. Make a promise to forgive your past and look forward to what the future offers. You may attain great pleasure if you vow yourself not to focus on the past and instead totally accept the present. Trying to manage every element of your life might lead to discontent. Learn how to create thoughts that raise you rather than bring you down. If you have a painful history, focus your emphasis on healing. Acceptance of your history and present circumstances is the first step toward building a brighter future. A prevalent misperception is that forgiving benefits the person who has harmed you. In actuality, the one who forgives receives the greatest rewards. Forgiveness promotes calm and quiet. Instead of focusing entirely on the bad, aim to learn from your experiences. Accept the positive elements and express thanks, even to those who have treated you unfairly. They unintentionally taught you how not to act. When you begin to embrace life unreservedly, life responds by accepting you. 2. Give up your fears. Learning to let go of fear is essential for experiencing joy in our short lives. Life's ticking clock teaches a deep lesson. Genuine value is found in love, not fear. There is no need to wait for life's ultimate moments. Instead, forsake yesterday's anxieties and create a brighter future. Remove obstacles and prioritize compassion and pleasure. Learn to see the world with the wonder of a kid, being present and leaving fear behind. As John Lennon famously stated, life centers around two forces, fear and love. Everything else, including happiness and worry, comes into these categories. Choose love for happiness, delight, and tranquility over fear, which causes worry and tiredness. Love and fear cannot exist in the same area. Live a fearless existence, guided by love. 3. Give up your limiting beliefs. The way you think and what you believe can influence how your life turns out. If you often think negatively and feel hopeless, your life might reflect that. If you believe you don't deserve good things, life may treat you that way. Your thoughts shape your life. The good news is that you can change your life by changing how you think and what you say. 4. Give up your excuses. Sometimes, you might notice that instead of trying things you want to do, you start thinking of reasons why you shouldn't. But are these thoughts about yourself and what you can do really true? Take a closer look at why you believe you can't do something. Change those reasons and focus on why you can achieve your goal. Do one small thing every day that helps you get closer to what you want. Don't worry too much about the exact steps to take. Just think about where you want to go and why it's important. Let life take care of the rest. 5. Give up your resistance to change. You have a purpose, and you are unique. To discover your special path, be open to change even if it's challenging. It's okay to face failure because it's part of evolving in life. Every experience, good or bad, helps you learn more about yourself. Living means accepting change. If you resist it, you miss out on life. Take time to understand yourself and appreciate who you are. Reflect on why you avoid change and how you perceive it. Instead of focusing on the negatives, think about the positive aspects of embracing change. The difficulties come from resisting change, not from the change itself. 6. Give up blaming. You have the power to decide the life you want. If you keep blaming others, you'll feel less energetic. Instead, if you stop blaming and understand that you've created your own life, you'll be able to achieve amazing things. Think about the things you wish others would take responsibility for and why. Forgive them for their mistakes and start doing what makes you happy. Open your heart to love and peace. 7. Give up complaining. When you complain a lot, it makes you feel like you don't have enough. It tricks you into thinking that your life can only get better if things around you change a lot. But actually, how you see the world is connected to how you feel inside. So, instead of complaining, try to figure out why you feel the need to do it. Once you understand that, you can stop complaining and focus on feeling happy inside. 8. Give up the luxury of criticism. You shape your life and choose who you spend time with based on your thoughts and beliefs. If you're feeling upset or unhappy, you might start seeing things in a negative way and even draw more negativity towards you. But if you focus on bringing calmness into your life, it can help you forgive the things that have hurt you. When you stop being hard on yourself, you'll start noticing more positive things in your life. 9. Give up living your life according to other people's expectations. Don't let what others think stop you from following the path you believe is right. Pick the life you want, even if it upsets others. Take care of yourself first, and remember, you can only give to others what you give to yourself. If you're not at peace with yourself, it's hard to be peaceful with others. Try to make yourself happy and see your life as valuable. Put your effort into things that you think are important. 10. Give up your self-defeating self-talk. If you try to stay positive even when life is tough, it gives you a chance to improve yourself. On the other hand, if you have negative thoughts, any bad experience can make you feel even worse. Pay attention to your feelings. If you feel good, it means your thoughts are peaceful and honest. If you think others don't care about you or don't think you're important, those thoughts might be coming from a fear inside you. 11. Give up control. If you think you have to handle everything on your own and struggle to be happy, it can make you really worried. You might feel like you have to control everything, but that can actually make you feel even more out of control. Instead of worrying so much, try trusting that life will give you what you need. Don't always focus on the bad things that could happen. Listen to your own inner wisdom and take care of yourself like you would a plant in your garden. Think of your goals like seeds, spread them out, give them what they need, and then let life do its thing. Just do what you have to do and let life happen. 12. Give up the need to always be right. If you always try to show that your opinion is better than others, it can hurt your friendships and make people feel bad about themselves. It's important to see things from different angles and not always insist that your way is the best. 13. Give up the need to impress others. Forget the idea that you have to impress others. Focus on yourself first, before others or things. Don't believe you're missing what others have. You don't have to try to impress people. Live in a way that makes you feel proud and respectful of yourself. 14. Give up labels. Most people use various categories to define who they are and to separate themselves from others. They often judge and value people based on their jobs, appearance, beliefs, and social status. However, each person has a deeper essence beyond these typical classifications. Remember, the earth belongs to everyone, including you. No one is more deserving or special than others. While some people may know more or have more wealth, it doesn't mean they should be treated differently. People have lived in different situations and faced various challenges. Instead of putting others in categories, it's important to treat everyone equally. 15. Give up attachment. Saviek only has one happy memory of her dad. It was a nice day when they walked together, and he bought her an ice cream because he saw she wanted one. She knows people can focus on bad memories, but she decided to turn away from them because they were hurting her. Now, she's not fighting the past anymore. She made peace with it so she can enjoy the present. People are naturally loving, but as they grow older, they pick up ideas from society that cover up who they really are. Life can seem scary and sad because of bad things that happened, but you can choose to start fresh. Choose love, forget about the past, and decide to be happy again. Key points. 1. Luminita Saviek exemplifies resilience in overcoming a painful past. 2. Saviek outlines 15 things to give up for happiness, including letting go of the past, fears, limiting beliefs, excuses, blaming, complaining, and criticism. 3. Choosing self-love and positivism can transform life by prioritizing love over fear, resulting in pleasure and peace. 4. Accepting change rather than resisting it is crucial for personal growth and fulfillment. 5. Taking responsibility for one's life and letting go of blame empower individuals to create their desired life. 6. Cultivating a positive mindset, practicing gratitude, and avoiding self-defeating self-talk contribute to happiness and growth.